Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
This is very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
I'm not going to lie to you, after yesterday, walking outside and it being like 2 degrees, I was like, oh, it's cold again. And then later this weekend, it's going to go down to, you know, -1, -2. We're going to get some snow tomorrow.
Good.
You guys ready for that?
No.
No?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm good with it, right?
Honestly, like 15 degrees in the middle of December, though, it's nice. It's not December-y.
It feels weird. It does feel weird with all the Santa Claus decorations. Yeah. So listen, we've got enormous things happening today, including a grand prize winner for $10,000 with the Virgin Radio Christmas Cracker. Before we get started, though, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Yesterday, we were talking about the In-N-Out pop-up for burgers that was coming to the city, and Torontonians lined up around the street to try and get some yesterday. Just a reminder that it doesn't matter what food is coming to the city, we're always going to line up for it.
Right. That might be the only thing we have going for us if things keep going the way they're going. Yikes. So, Jack, what's up with you?
Well, I hope it doesn't snow too much tomorrow because I'm heading to Niagara Falls. It's the Winter Festival of Lights.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to be there tomorrow night and then into Sunday. I'm going to be doing like a helicopter ride, checking out all Festival of Lights stuff. And I will just say this, that you may be able to win the exact experience I'm doing, and I'm going to give you details on Monday about
that. Oh, cool. All right, now here's the thing about that. If you are going to Niagara this weekend, your whole thing is to look for Jax. It's like, where's Waldo?
Yes, yeah. I'll be there.
What will you be wearing so people can find you?
I will be wearing probably a long parka. I'll be in a red toque, and I'm 4'11", so I'm not. I look like an elf. I'm not easy to miss.
Jax is literally Christmas. Yes, producer Leah, what's up with you?
So, Jax, you were talking about how many things you eat with ketchup yesterday.
Yes.
I was thinking about it later. I found it fascinating and also kind of gross.
Oh, good.
Then I remembered. I eat everything with hot sauce. So I'm sorry. It's the same thing with me and hot sauce. Okay. So I'm sorry for judging you on
that. Thank you, Leah.
You don't know how many messages I got from people yesterday, quite literally in my DM, showing me their ketchup collection on Instagram. And then being like, I have to, because it was one guy who was like, listen, this is my wife. We have to buy so many different kinds of ketchup because she likes different kinds of ketchup with different kinds of food. You can see the stress in the writing on his Instagram
account.
He's
over it.
It was crazy, but he loves her.
Yeah. Ah, see?
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, Keanu Reeves was in town last night along with Carrie Ann Moss because The Matrix premiered here in Toronto. I'm so excited for this
Same
movie.
Same here.
One of the things, though, that we found out, and a lot of actors and actresses do this, and they used to do this a lot more in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Mm-hmm. They would anglicize their names or change them completely. So, it sounds terrible now, because now we celebrate this stuff, but back in the day, they were like, what? You have a name that's different from Joe Smith? We're going to have to change it.
Don't like that.
So imagine how a guy like Keanu Reeves feels, or felt back in the day when he was jumping into Hollywood like 30 years ago, right? Keanu? Like, we say it now.
Yeah.
Have you ever met anybody else named that in your life?
No.
I don't think I've ever met another Keanu, right?
No one that hasn't been in The Matrix.
100%. So he considered changing his name. And the alternate names both feature streets in Toronto, and they are bad.
Really?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to imagine you're watching Matrix or Speed or John Wick.
Okay.
And it stars Chuck Spadina.
Yuck.
Yuck Spadina, am I right?
Wow. I kind of like it.
No.
Yeah, it kind of works.
It's like Johnny Bathurst. Like, no.
So these are like, again, Hollywood execs, agents. Yeah. They all told him to change his name. This one I don't mind as much. It's not as bad as Chuck Spadina. Yeah. But I want you to imagine The Matrix coming out in 1999, and they're all wearing leather, and they've got Oakley sunglasses on, and it's cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Starring Carrie Ann Moss and Templeton Page Taylor.
What?
Ooh.
Templeton being another street in Toronto.
No.
Templeton Page Taylor.
It sounds like a weird version of Jonathan Taylor Thomas or something like that. You know what I mean?
GTT. But it does have like
It does. It has three punch. Yeah.
Templeton Page Taylor.
I prefer Chuck Spadina.
Yeah. Chuck Spadina is better. If with a name like Chuck Spadina, you're basically an adult film star in the making.
Yeah, right?
But Bobby Blore.
Yeah. How about Jeff Blore? Jeff Young.
Gary Queensway.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, Keanu Reeves decided, you know what? I'm going to keep my name.
Yeah.
And worked out for him. Thank goodness.
I can't get over these names that he was going to call himself.
Yeah, no, I know.
I had to change my name when I got into radio.
Did you have to?
What were you going
to
change
your
name?
Yeah, I had to. When I started at the radio station, my real name is Tyler. Mm-hmm. And I was going by Tyler when I first started in radio. And there was already a Tyler working at the radio station.
Oh, no way.
This is not good.
Wow, we can't have two Tylers. Yeah. People cannot compute. Which Tyler would it be?
Yeah.
So then you became TJ.
I did. Because Tyler Joseph. It's my middle name.
Do you like that now, or do you want to revert
back
to Tyler?
Although my family sarcastically calls me TJ. Yeah. It's really bizarre. I'll call my mom, and she'll be like, oh, hi, TJ.
They sarcastically called you Tyler, too, though.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Who is by far the worst gift giver in your family? When you open their gift, if you even get one, you're like, oh, this is going to be bad.
My mother.
What?
My mother.
Your mother?
My mother is an awful gift giver.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. A few years ago, she gave me a couple of Bob Marley shirts. And
why?
Because I was 28 and I don't smoke weed. And she was like, well, you used to like these.
Wait, you don't
and
smoke weed?
No. And I was like 14.
You
when
eat
I, like,
weed though, right?
Once in a blue moon if Auntie Linda has her gummies ready to go. No, but my mom was like, she had said, well, you used to love Bob Marley. And I was like, I was like 15 and I really liked his music. Mom, I'm 28 now. She mailed me Bob Marley shirts, like graphic tees. She's like, you can use them for jammies then. And I was like, I don't want these.
Oh, they're sleep shirts.
I don't want these.
Well, some high teenager just picked them up at Value Village.
Yeah. My dad was really good at giving presents. He was in charge for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. You know what I think? And I don't know what it is. For guys, for some reason, we're let off the hook. It's like, oh, he's a guy. He doesn't need to be good at gift giving. I think that trope's leaving, but it's rare. Like, it's usually not the guy that's the great gift giver.
No,
that's interesting.
My dad was king of gifts.
Good for him. All right. TJ.
I have an uncle who's just not great. He's always just kind of like off the mark.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of those people that, like, you told him you liked something when you were 8 years old. And he's like,
yes,
I'm going to continue to get you that for 20 years.
They froze you in that time period.
Yeah. Like, when I was 8, I really liked toy cars. And now he's like, I'm going to get you model cars for the next 20 years.
Oh,
very
God.
Nice gift. Right in the trash.
It's like, no, I told you, my mom always gets me 90s still, too.
Yeah. My nana and grandpa, terrible at it.
Yeah.
And I think it was mostly because they were super cheap. And it's not like my nana and grandpa, like, they weren't rich, but they also weren't poor either.
Yeah.
And it was just more like, hey, I'm going to slip several dollars your way. And I'm not kidding. I had several Christmas cards, and I know you're supposed to be grateful for whatever you get.
Yes.
But there'd be like two toonies and a loony.
Yeah. And you're like, just, greatest generation, my butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't give anything then, because that's weird. If you give like $4, it's just rude.
Yeah. It was odd. And then I think they would ask my mom, and then my mom would tell them maybe what I would have wanted as I got older or whatever, and then they wouldn't. They'd just be like, no.
No.
We know.
So there's actually a study on this. But the worst gift givers, and I want to know what yours are. Worst gift giver in your family, 999-999 right now. Moms were, believe it or not, voted the best gift giver, obviously, 18%. The worst gift givers, your nephews.
Interesting. I have two nephews. One's 4, so he kind of just puts his name on every card.
Yeah.
And the other one's 13,
in on it.
Who I believe also does the same thing. So I'll say he's an okay gift giver.
Okay. Jax, how are your nephews?
Well, one's like, one's 4, so like he's off the hook. But like my other nephew, Braxton, he's 8. He actually was up here just a couple weeks ago. And he gave me this like little canvas that he had painted on. And it just said like, love. And it was this big red blob. And he was so proud of it. But I was also like, I don't want this. Like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Man.
So now it's in my basement. But like, you know, thanks, Brad.
Also tied with your nephews or your roommates. Now, I know producer Leah shares an apartment with her
Her brother.
Her brother.
Yeah.
So he is your brother and your roommate. How is his gift-giving skill?
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Really? I have never... No, that's 1 year he gave me and my sister like really, really expensive like name brand items out of the blue because he's never given gifts before. And it looked like it was like from the black market.
Oh.
I don't know where he got those gifts from, but I don't know. Yeah. They don't look legal, to be honest.
It's Lucci, not Gucci. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
We just got a text from the 647. My mom gave me a custom shirt she made that said, I went outside once. The graphics weren't great. I'm 38 and I haven't played a video game in 15 years.
Yeah, but she remembers when you did.
Yeah, yeah. And she won't forget it.
Oh, man, those Pong tournaments were epic. Hit us up, 999-99. We want to know about the worst gift giver in your family. Who are they?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
According to science, the worst gift giver you'll have this Christmas is either your nephew, if you have one, or your roommate. Some friends are tied in there, too. They said, like, the fourth member of your friend group. Your fourth most important friend. Also a terrible gift giver. Your mother, the best gift giver. And we want to know who the worst gift giver in your life is and what they got you. What made it so bad? 999-99.
Scotty in the 905 says, my brother takes the cake at gift giving, but only to me. He buys me gifts that he wants. So when I end up not using them, he will take them. Mm. Doesn't work as well now that we're adults.
Yeah. But,
and don't live together. I did get him in Secret Santa this year, and I hope he's ready for the gift that I would love. LOL.
I think there's people, too, that will buy the thing that you think that they think you should like.
Yeah.
Rather than the gift that you actually like. It's like you should like this. I want you to like this. So they get you the thing, and you're like, I still don't like this.
Yeah. I bought you this box set of How I Met Your Mother, because I feel like you would love this.
Right. Sure. Did those ever exist?
Back in the day.
No. Yeah, really? Yeah. Oh, man.
From the 647, my grandfather. A brown Toronto Maple Leaf sweater that had bleach stains.
Is that just from his tickle trunk? Like, what is from his basement?
Might
so
be.
You just hand me down? What was that?
From the 519, this one's from Marley. Never mind family. My boyfriend of over 5 years now continues to give me the worst gifts at Christmas. I now opt to get another one Christmas gifts. Anymore just to spare my own disappointment. P.S. Mm-hmm. I love you, Jax.
Oh, thank you.
Well, at least we got that part. Yeah.
That part I love you too. That's so nice. Thank you.
This one felt like a personal attack. My brother, this is from the 519. My brother, he likes to support his favorite charities on, quote, our behalf. I do this every year with my family. The older members of my family, like my brother, my sister, my parents, I make donations to charities that they like on their behalf because I don't feel comfortable getting gifts for people who are a bit older. Like, I'll buy for my nieces and nephews, but I'm like, I don't know, like, we're grown-ups. We have everything we need.
I'm with you on that. I kind of like that. Yeah. It'd be nice, too, if the family picked a charity each year that they want to support or something like that, but you have to get everybody on board with this. I've tried this with my family before. My parents, like my mom and my dad and stuff, and each year, I'm like, guys, can we knock it off with the gifts? I don't need anything. And they're like, yeah. And then they're like, okay, so we got your gifts. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to scramble.
I have family call me cheap.
Really?
Like, oh, you just don't win the buy okay, gifts.
So, like, we're giving a charity? Come on, man. I love that.
So do they choose the charity?
Yeah, I ask them. I know things about their life, so I'll donate to causes that
that's
like
really
mean
thoughtful.
A lot.
I like that.
Thank you.
It doesn't sound like they appreciate it, but that's really thoughtful.
Yeah. Well, you know, can lead a horse to water,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Last one here from the 905 from Leah. I will send my husband specific things that I would like to have for Christmas, and he will just disregard all of them by whatever he feels and just say, well, I couldn't get you what you wanted because then you would have known what you were getting.
That's the whole point, my love. She wants it.
That's such logic.
Man, I know. I do know a lot of people who go into like the holidays and their birthday just frustrated beforehand.
Yeah.
Because they know that no one in their life is going to get them the one thing that they want. Yo, let me just give you a recommendation here. If someone tells you what they want, listen.
Yes.
Just make it easy on yourself.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, on Monday you can get your booster shot, and here's how to get your appointment because it's, well, quite frankly, a little bit confusing at times. So starting at 8 a.m., Ontarians?
Yes.
Ontarians, 18 and older, who had their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine 3 months prior, will be able to book their booster dose appointment. You can use the province's vaccine portal online. You can also call the provincial vaccine contact center at 1-833-943-3900. Also, select pharmacies will also be doing booster shots as well. And Vax Hunters Canada has always been a terrific source to find out, you know, certain pharmacies in your area that are handing them out.
So they're firing it. I believe they fired that Twitter account back up just because they'd shut it down. They fired it back up to for the third boost, which is good.
I love that.
By the way, Vax Hunters, unsung heroes of the last
year. Yeah, they've been fantastic.
By the way, none of those people get paid. They just did it because they are good people.
Yeah. Here's the top things we want to be when we grow up.
Where did you get this?
According to their survey. Yeah, a survey from tjfoundasurvey.com.
Okay.
The top things are YouTuber or doctor in that order.
Oh.
So the top five overall are YouTuber, doctor, or nurse. A professional athlete, a musician, and actor or actress. An artist is six. And the rest of the top 10 includes what they call normal jobs. So entrepreneur is number seven. Lawyer is eight. Professional gamer is nine. And veterinarian is 10th. Things like scientist, cop, teacher, member of the military were all tied for 11th. Also, influencer was on the list as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Why? Well, you know, it's funny. They're like video game streamer. It's the same thing as an influencer. I don't know why that
they make so much money.
They do. They do.
So much
did you
money.
See that? Okay, this is totally random, but there's a show called Selling Sunset on Netflix,
yeah,
and they're
baby.
Selling a gamer's house.
Yep.
And his gaming studio is the size of the house that
it's
I rent.
Unreal.
It's like 3,000 square feet.
It's
no, sorry. The house I rent is much smaller than that, by the way. Let me just throw that out there. But this thing is just an enormous thing. It's ridiculous. Stupid. They make so much money.
Travis Scott's going to be leading an initiative to make concerts safer.
Yes.
Hey,
there's a group awesome. He's working with called the United States Conference of Mayors, which represents the interests of more than 1,400 cities across the country. And together with that society, they will assemble a commission encompassing leaders from government, public safety, emergency response, healthcare, event management, music, and technology. This is all, of course, on the heels of the Astroworld tragedy, where 10 people was the final count?
Yeah, just about
away.
That.
This was terrible. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Hey, thank you, TJ. All right, so here's the thing. Later on today, 8 o'clock, we're going to announce the $10,000 winner. These are all people that gave up their prize to win $10,000 with the Christmas Cracker Contest. We will announce the winner at 8. We'll call them. We'll hear them scream.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, you could say that you're not interested in celebrity culture, and I completely get that. But, you know, I think everybody would just like a little peek into what it's like. You know, like, what is it actually like to be a celebrity and, like, show up to those parties,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Billie Eilish gave, like, an incredible breakdown of what it was like at the Met Gala. And she straight up said, she's like, I realized being there that celebrities are literally just a bunch of nobodies. And I was like, so when I saw that quote, I'm like, I gotta read this interview.
Yeah.
So she said, it's nuts. The Met Ball is basically famous people being famous. That's what it is. She's like, you know, the main thing that night made me feel of, or feel that famous people are literally just nobodies. They're just a bunch of randoms. It's so weird. I was like, wow, these people are all somebody that was in your class. You know, you think this person's kind of annoying. You kind of like this person a lot. You get along with this person. Everybody's just like embarrassed and insecure about what they're doing and saying. She said it was beautiful inside, like absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Everybody looked great. I mean, she was one of the bells of the ball, right? She was one of the biggest sort of things with that big gown, that pink gown that she had.
Yeah.
But
she
was saying,
beautiful.
I love this, though. She compared it basically to high school. It's just like, you know, your class with, you know, your grade or whatever has 100 people in it. There's like 100 celebrities at the Met Ball or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're just being celebrities and they're just as insecure and weird as your high school class was. It was kind of cool. Think about that way.
Does that mean that there's a celebrity version of a horse girl then?
I'm sure.
Oh, there definitely is a celeb version of a horse girl.
Absolutely.
Oh,
there's
sure.
also
Who
like a celebrity version of like the nerds and celebrity version of the, you know, the jock, the athletes, you know, they're all there.
Yeah. Just in a weird, small, sunny, warm place.
Do we really want to be celebrities or do people just want to be rich?
I think rich like, more than anything.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I feel like money would be great if I could just disappear. You know what I mean?
Every time I see a TikTok of Justin Bieber trying to like live his life on the street and then there's paparazzi everywhere, I'm like, you couldn't pay me enough. You couldn't.
It'd be a nightmare.
You could pay me enough.
Yeah?
I'll take the paparazzi with the money, though.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Think about it. Weirdest thing you asked for Christmas when you were a kid. I'm going to start you off. At 4 years old, obsessively desired the 1992 Barbie camper.
Oh, yeah? You and your camper,
I
right.
loved the Barbie camper. Now, I love cars, and I still love cars. I'm a car person. I love them. And my dad, apparently, so first off, they went to the store. They bought it. Mm-hmm. My parents, like, didn't care. Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
My stepmom even, like, gave me some of her old Barbies, I guess, that she'd held on to. But my dad spent, apparently, the night like Christmas Eve. This is when toys were way more complicated.
Yeah.
And he pulled it out of the box, and the stickers were like three books deep.
Oh.
So you had to, you know, because they all had deckling and everything. Yeah. So he spent, they said, 4 hours deckling this thing so it would be ready to go in the morning. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine Christmas morning, kid wakes up, all they want to do is play. Yeah. The adult is not going to be able to get in there and get the stickers on. So yeah, my dad stayed up super late, and I think that had a few cocktails, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that'll help.
And yeah, that's what he did. So that was one of the weirder things, although I also have to say, because I was a weird kid. I'm a weird guy, but I was a weird kid. And I was really, by 7, 8 years old, really obsessed with history and the Civil War for some reason.
What did you ask for from the Civil War?
I don't know.
What did you ask for?
I remember getting books, and I remember getting one of the, like, the hats.
Give me a
like
musket.
The Union hats.
Give me a gun.
Oh, I had a, oh, I had a toy musket.
I want a cannon.
Yeah, I was dweeb. Like, nerd.
When I was a kid, I really wanted an authentic army helmet.
Ooh,
yeah.
Cool. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like 8.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, I don't know about
this. Is it supposed to be nerdy, or is it TJ's a man? Is that what this segment is?
Definitely wasn't the latter.
Jax, what about you?
All right,
here we go.
All right. I wanted a walking stick because...
What?
Not, hang on. Not to go out and walk it with... but because I wanted to dress up as Tuxedo Mask. And Tuxedo Mask had a
from
stick.
Sailor Moon,
from
by
Sailor
the way, if you
Moon,
don't know who
sorry,
Tuxedo
yes.
Mask is.
Tuxedo Mask from Sailor Moon. I wanted to dress up as him. And previous to that, I had been... You want it dark?
Yeah, go dark, baby.
Previous to that, I'd been using my dead grandmother's cane in the basement to pretend that I was Tuxedo Mask. So my parents got me the cane. They got me my own walking
stick. So they could
stick.
Take grandma's cane back?
Nanny's cane didn't need to be in my hand.
No.
Where is Nanny's cane now?
Who knows?
I
could
actually,
be anywhere.
I have my grandfather. This is the one thing I have for my grandfather. I have his cane. And I keep it, believe it or not, in my home studio for good luck.
Oh, okay.
Brings me good luck.
Good
that's
luck.
What I believe.
Hey,
yeah. Hey. So again, we wanted to ask you 999-999 or 416-872-9999. We want to know the weirdest thing you asked for as a kid when it got strange.
Yeah.
When you're like, you know, when you're dating somebody and you're starting to share the weird stories about you,
yeah.
and you're like,
yeah,
this could
yeah,
go either
yeah.
way. They may not like me anymore. We want to go there. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Jason Derulo.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What was the weirdest thing you ever asked for Christmas? If you can, Christmas or birthday or holiday or whatever, it doesn't really matter. Like, I don't, like, obviously it's the holidays, but if you don't celebrate Christmas, I want you included in this. Okay? So, the weirdest thing you can ever remember asking for as a kid. And Shannon, you're going to out your sister?
Yeah, she's going to kill me, but I have to let you know.
Please, tell us the weirdest thing she asked for.
So we had a family dog that passed away, and it was actually like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Okay.
And for 2 weeks, and she even wrote in her Christmas list for Santa, and the only thing she asked for is to taxidermy our dog.
Did she get it?
No.
Why not?
How?
I think that would be a little disturbing.
How old?
She was 6. We all thought she was going to be like a weird scientist or something.
You know, I always wonder that too. Like, okay, you know, like think about this. What do you think your parents thought when you asked some of these things? Like, I don't know what my parents would have thought when I said Barbie camper or like was walking around my basement with like a toy musket. Like,
or when Jax was walking around with her dead grandmother's cane.
Yeah.
They were probably thinking, why me?
Yeah, maybe why me?
Probably thinking when I was dressed as a Tuxedo Mask in my basement that I was gay. I can only imagine that.
Did your parents think so?
I think my mushroom cut was like just a red alert.
But you dated boys in high school and everything? Do you think they knew?
For sure.
Threw them off the scent.
Oh, Derek tricked them. yeah.
Interesting.
But, yeah. Parents always know.
Okay. All right, TJ.
Some great gifts are getting texted into the 905. Oh. Some great texts are coming in to 999-999 from the 613. My weirdest gift was when I was 4 and I wanted a single pink ball, like the Dollarama kind. It's just a little bit smaller than a soccer ball. I got 3 from Santa. Only played with 1. Didn't touch my other gifts that year.
Specific.
Another text from the 647. True story. 1 year I asked for a potato peeler and the year after I asked for a clapper to turn my bedroom light on and on. Both under the age of 10.
A clapper.
Like that.
Clap on. My clapper. Okay.
From the 416, for far too many years, and I'm willing to admit, all I wanted for Christmas was first aid supplies. I'm talking a first aid kit, tensor bandages, crutches, you name it. I don't even have a logical reason for it. It's not like I went into nursing or anything, but I just so badly wanted to perform First Dave as a child.
All right.
I love that.
That's a nice pursuit.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Last one from the 647. When I was around 4 years old, I asked my parents for a Pam. Little to their knowledge, I absolutely love the show Tom and Jerry. And then I guess on the show there was a pan, and I used to hit my the grandmother on the butt.
Oh, so they like a frying pan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you bought your kid a weapon. Okay.
So little me decided to use the pan extremely unwisely, and as my grandmother, who at the time was 89 years old, she was bending over to check on the bread she was making in the oven, and I decided to pull a Tom and Jerry move and smack her on the butt with my magical pan. But it caused her to fall over, and she sprained her ankle because she fell over a chair.
Into the oven.
Nana, no.
Nana.
Help.
That's a whack story, man. Like,
I remember when I was a kid, my grandmother, who was like this tiny little British woman, came over, and I did a running start to try and jump and give her a hug, and I took her out. she fell like a bag of hammers.
Yeah. I think we have found our next topic for grandparents.
How did you hurt your nana?
How did you hurt your grandparents?
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You guys see the story yesterday that the CN Tower was closed after extreme winds shattered the elevator glass? Or as I like to call it, every person with a fear of heights nightmare. After investigating the debris, they confirmed that it was a panel of the elevator shaft that was damaged due to extreme winds. Yesterday, they tweeted, we're still investigating the cause, and the panel is currently being repaired.
What a nightmare. God. What a nightmare. That's terrible. I would not want to be the repair person.
No!
Oh, God. Think about that.
Doesn't it make you want to think twice next time you want to jump on the glass? Nope. You know how they have that glass floor?
No, I'm going to do it anyway.
Nope. Toronto Friends Experience is opening in 2022, and you can hang out at Central Perk. I believe this was around a couple years ago where they set up a mock of the set. Jax hates this.
I
hate Friends.
No, I like Friends now. I do like Friends now, but this is weird. We have to stop doing such intricate things for Friends. Over and over and over.
It's in celebration of their 25th anniversary, which was last year, wasn't it? No?
And next year it'll be the 26th.
I think they tried because they remember they had the special that came out and the pandemic kind of threw it all off or whatever. Yeah, so I'm sure.
The exact dates and the location of the Toronto event have yet to be announced, but you can sign up online and receive updates. Or just, you know, wait till you see it online, I guess. Keanu Reeves was almost named himself after a couple Toronto streets. So I don't know if you're aware of this, but back in the day in Hollywood, if they didn't like your name, they would say, you need to change your name.
Basically, if it wasn't white enough. Yeah. If it wasn't white enough, so you had to change your name.
Straight up, yeah.
So here's two names that Keanu Reeves almost went with. The first one, Templeton Page Taylor.
What?
Like Templeton Street here in Toronto.
It sounds like you wear an ascot.
Yes, yes it does.
And the one that I like a lot. He considered Chuck Spadina.
Yeah.
Hey, who's over there smoking a cigar and sitting at that table thinking Chuck about Spadina. Motorcycles? Oh, that's Chuck Spadina.
I believe it.
Star of the Matrix. Anyway, he was in Toronto because of the premiere of the new Matrix Resurrections movie. Woo! And it's been reminding everyone how delightfully Canadian he is. And that is what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, 8 o'clock, we have an announcement. Christmas Cracker, which ran at 7 and 9 all week. We are going to do the announcement for that. Are you ready? 8 o'clock this morning. That means if you're in the draw, we might be calling you. And you might need to have your phone on. Please do not have it on Do Not Disturb. That could be a problem for you, wouldn't it? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
No question that real estate prices are a little out of control. It's even affecting Santa.
What? Did he have to foreclose?
No, he didn't have to foreclose. He's long paid off. He's good. He invested early, he's done well. But here's the thing. Santa, I don't know if you know this, he's got a 25-acre estate at the North Pole. It's got the workshop, the stables for the reindeer, garage for his big red sleigh, bunch of tiny houses where the elves live.
Sure.
And, you know, the thing, the rule in real estate is location, location, location.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful place, but it's a little off the beaten path, and you have to be, you know, ready for 24-hour darkness and then 24-hour bright, as happens at the North Pole.
Also,
right? Quite
frankly, it's a tough commute.
A bit of a tough commute, but
if
you can work the sleigh into it, you're okay.
Okay.
According to Zillow, which is a big real estate site.
I love Zillow.
Santa's house at the North Pole, including the workshop, 25 acres, now worth $1 million.
So
$1 million. He doesn't have direct lines of electricity. He's got to have a generator. He doesn't have internet access. He doesn't have all that stuff. There's no road in to go grocery shopping. He's got to fly.
No Sobeys there.
No, there's no Sobeys.
No, they're more of a Loblaws place in North Pole.
So I guess the house was built in 1822. Sure. Went through a bit of a remodel in 2013. Okay. Yeah. Only a three-bedroom place, but $1 million even for Santa's house.
$1 million only get you like a three-bedroom condo in the city. So
if that.
Sitting on
would it, where would it get you a three-bedroom condo?
Where are you buying a three-bedroom condo?
Markham?
Maybe. Maybe.
So he's sitting on 25 acres. Yeah. That's pretty reasonable.
That's great. 100%. He could, you know, maybe he could take some of those acres and rent them out to people in Toronto who who can't afford to live here.
I don't think Santa wants to be a landlord.
No?
I just think he's got enough going on.
Well,
doesn't need that extra stress.
It'd be a little weird, too, if your landlord could see you when you're sleeping.
Like, I mean, some of them already can. Is that too dark? Okay.
All right.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, my girlfriend Natalie had to spoil my Christmas gift. Well, we were making fun of Jax about this earlier this week. You had to spoil Michelle's Christmas gift.
Yeah.
So, but Natalie was like in tears about it.
What happened?
Had to spoil it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so... And I think this has happened to a lot of people.
Adam.
Well, no, I didn't do anything. Okay. I didn't do anything.
I'm just immediately mad at you.
Instantly, you're mad at me.
It's Adam's fault. It must be.
Yeah.
But I came home yesterday, and you know when you walk in and you're like, the vibe is off.
Mm. Yes.
The vibe is way off in this house. What's going on?
I feel a disturbance in the force.
Yeah. And you know something's not right. And if you're like me, you instantly think it's you. And that you've done something wrong.
Yeah, same here.
Which is, by the way, according to my therapist, prime anxiety behavior. Mm-hmm. And he says, as he likes to say, it's not all about you, Adam.
That's right.
I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I go upstairs. My first question to Natalie is it me? Like, literally, I opened the conversation with that. I'm like, did I do something wrong? She looked at me. She's like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? And I said, something feels off. Are you all right? And she's like, I'm going to be honest with you, it's not been a great day.
Oh.
Yeah. So a couple of things happened. First off, we believe that my dogs brought in some fleas to the house.
Excellent.
So we've had to clean everything.
Yeah. It's so annoying.
And the cat's got some scabs and stuff like that. So we're like, oh, great. So there's that. Then, and I was like, I thought that was what the thing was, you know?
Yeah.
Because she loved the pets and she wants them to be healthy all the time. And that's, you know, whatever. I'm like, you know, they'll be fine. Yeah. Animals have survived fleas before it happens. She's like, it's not that. I'm like, okay, is it me? Are you sure? And she's like, it's not. She's like, but your Christmas gift was canceled and I'm really upset about it.
Oh, no.
And then she showed me a screen. And these were... the best Toronto Maple Leaf tickets I have ever seen in my entire life. Like, they have like a 3D view.
Yeah.
So she had the 3D view up and she was like, I saved for months.
Darling.
And because she's like, I know you haven't seen a game in over 2 years. Because I haven't seen a game since Everly was born. Like, well before the pandemic started, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to be three in May.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Leaf guy. Like, love the Leafs. And she said, so I really kind of put it together to buy you these tickets. And it would have been center ice. I would have been able to see and if you're a Leaf fan, where you want to sit is center ice, but you want to sit slightly elevated. You don't want to sit front row. Like
No.
You don't want to be like 10, 20 rows back so you can be slightly elevated. You can see the plays develop.
Oh.
You can see the whatever. And she's like, I had dinner reservations ready to go.
Yeah.
I had a whole bunch of other things. Natalie, I was going to buy Leaf jerseys and blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
And she was going all out for this thing. And she starts crying, tearing up and crying. And she's like, and I can't buy anymore. So what happened was, it was supposed to be next or a couple Wednesdays from now,
and so
they've, now that they've decreased the capacity, they basically cancel. If you're not a season ticket holder,
you're bumped.
They cancel your ticket and you can't buy another one because they have to prioritize people that own the season seats. So
and so
okay, maybe this is wrong of me, but at that moment I just started laughing.
Because
I was like, I was like, you know, Nat, like, thank you. It's wonderful. It's a great gift. But this is not worth crying over. Yeah.
She's so sweet, though. She tried so hard.
100%.
Isn't that just a microcosm of how the last year has gone?
Yes,
100%. Where there was just a glimmer of hope and excitement, and just like that.
Just got a text to 999-999. Protect her, Adam.
Yeah. Sweet thing.
And if it makes you feel any better, they probably wouldn't have won, right?
Shut up. They are like one of the top teams in the NHL this year. They're doing great.
Here comes the cup, eh?
I'm going to fight you.
Just around the river.
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to reach across this room.
This is our year. Go Leafs, go.
Another one. Protect her at all costs.
It's funny. You just made me go to my Ticketmaster account because I wanted to see if I had tickets to a Raptors game coming up in March. I wanted to see if I got canceled. And I forgot that I had tickets to go see Trolls Live.
Why?
In April of 2020.
Oh,
no.
Because I wanted to take my niece.
Oh, well, that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's still postponed, and for those wondering.
Oh, you didn't get your money back?
No, I still haven't got my money back. Trolls are eventually coming, but Mia will be in the 11th grade by then.
Now, I want to throw this out there. MLSE, like the company that owns the Leafs and the Raptors, like I get it. You have to do that. Yeah. Like, what are they supposed to do, right? We're trying to protect everybody. Yeah. But I just thought it was one of those things where she was just so upset.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I start laughing, and then I'm like, Nat, like, it's okay. It's fine. Like, we'll live. And then she's like, and I don't know what I'm going to get you for Christmas. And she said, so she's like, you're going to get your birthday present instead.
Oh. Sorry, working on your birthday present?
I guess, yeah. I wasn't working on her birthday present.
Different breed.
So here's what I wanted to ask you. 416-872-9999-999-999. Text. We've now had two people on the show that have had ruined gifts in the last week. Because of, you know, circumstances outside of their control. I want to know when you had to ruin a gift. When you had to absolutely say, you know what? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to ruin this gift.
You had to.
Yeah. And maybe it's because you're one of those people that as soon as you buy the gift, you're like, hey, do you want to know what I got you? Because there's a lot of those people in the world. I don't know why people are like that, but they're like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Get excited.
You get excited. Yeah. Hit us up. 999-999-472-9999. It's Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You had to ruin their Christmas present. Why? What happened? 416-872-9999. Go ahead.
So this girl and I, we've been friends for like 4 years, and it's always been flirtatious, but I always thought we were kidding. And then one day, some things happened, and we started seeing each other really casually. And I was fresh out of a relationship, so I looked at her and I was like, hey, you have to promise me you won't fall in love with me. And she was like, oh, no problem. So Christmas was coming up, and I was like, I have to get her something for Christmas, but it can't be too sentimental because it can't be weird. So I bought her this mug, and it says, thanks for all the big O's on it.
No.
Now, how did you ruin it?
Well, basically, like a week ago, so 2 weeks before Christmas, we were together, and I said something sweet, and she was like, well, now I'm crying, and I was like, well, I got more sweet things to say, but I won't say them if they're going to make you cry, and she was like, well, I'm already crying, you might as well say them, and I was like, okay, well, I'm in love with you,
and
she was like, I'm in love with you, so now we're dating. But I was like, I can't, this can't be the present I get you first.
So good. I love that.
Yeah. So what then?
So now she has a new soup mug.
Yeah, so I was like, I told her, I was like, listen, I got you something and you're either going to think it's hilarious or you're going to hate it now. So I'm just going to give it to you before Christmas so that way it's not like the thing that you got for our first Christmas together. She thought it was hilarious. She laughed.
Amazing.
Like, I totally would have loved
it. This is a great story. Yeah, good for you guys. Yay.
Yay. I'm so happy. And thanks so much for listening to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Hope you have a great weekend and ciao.
See ya.
Really?
You deserve that.
Why did you jump
in there?
I thought you guys were being nice. I needed to say something nice. And I always sound sarcastic.
What are the texts saying? Chow boy.
Doesn't matter. From the 905, Lisa says, I woke my husband up at 2 a.m. to tell him I got him a PS5. I was just so excited I had to tell someone.
Oh, that's cool. I love that.
Val and I, my girlfriend, we have the same thing where we find a really good gift and we just get so excited to tell the other. And it's like a fight to try and to wait it out till Christmas. Last one from the 647. We have family photos, and I bought my boyfriend brand new boots for Christmas.
Oh.
And he tried to wear these nasty looking sneakers to the photo, so I made him open them before we went to our photos.
Yes. Wow.
No
ratty That's
boots.
Amazing. Yeah. Hey, keep the text coming and the calls coming. 416-872-9999. 999 to text. It's Virgin Mornings.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You're probably wondering how you can book a vaccine booster appointment because they're open as of Monday.
That's right.
You know, like many things in this province, it's never easy to figure things out. So, starting Monday at 8 a.m., Ontarians age 18 and older who had their second dose of the COVID vaccine 3 months prior will be able to book a booster dose appointment. You can go online through the province's vaccine portal. You can also call the Provincial Vaccine Contact Center at 1-833-943-3900 and also select pharmacies will be doing handing out booster shots as well. There's a great Twitter account, Vax Hunters Canada, and they were doing this a lot in the spring?
Yeah, and they were doing it for free, too. Yeah. It's just a bunch of volunteers.
Yeah.
Doing great stuff, and it sounds like they're firing everything back up as well, so you can follow them as too. It's a lot of different ways you can figure it out, but it's not as difficult as they're making it seem. Travis Scott is going to be leading an initiative to make concerts safer, of course, after his Astroworld tragedy. The group he is specifically working with is the United States Conference of Mayors.
Incredible.
Which represents the interests of more than 1,400 cities across the country. And they're going to look at encompassing leaders from the government, public safety, emergency response, healthcare, event management, music, and technology. It's a good idea. And honestly, probably a step in the right direction after what happened. Have you ever asked a small child what they want to be when they grow up? And you get really weird answers.
I love the answers you get. They're fun.
I was talking to a buddy's kid, and I asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up. When he grows up.
When he
grew
up.
When he grew up. And he said he wanted to be a horse.
All right.
And I was like, all right. Okay.
You know what? Listen, they're beautiful. They get to run around all day.
I think majestic.
That's great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
beautiful fur. Anyway, the top five overall, according to a new survey, are a YouTuber, a doctor or nurse, a professional athlete, a musician, and an actor or actress.
Okay.
The rest of the list, by the way, has artists at 6, entrepreneur at 7, lawyer at 8, professional gamer at 9,
damn,
and veterinarian at 10. According to the survey, influencer also got 2% of the vote. I think I'd rather be a horse than an influencer. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. So, 9 o'clock, it's going to be the Friday face-off. The most powerful, influential women of 2021 edition. We'll explain then.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to the Friday face-off. Now, we chose this one because the year is wrapping up. And although it was a tough year and we got the resurgent pandemic and blah, 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 whatever, all of our health is at risk, we do know that some amazing things happened this year. And we wanted to identify and respect some of the women that did some big things this year. So we've each picked somebody that we respect and love and think are amazing, who's done something incredible this year. And we picked a song from them. And we want to know which one you most want to hear. Okay? We love them all.
Okay.
What one are you voting for? So, Jax, we're going to go with you first. The song you picked is...
There you go. Rihanna. I mean, not only has she had a massive year with Fenty and all of her businesses, but also we are going to get new music next year from Rihanna.
You think
so? I know it.
You said Certified Lover Boy was coming out for like 2 straight years.
Yeah, exactly.
Rihanna is the queen. This is a banger. Rihanna is incredible.
All right.
Done.
All right, so where have you been all my life? That's the Rihanna song. TJ, you are up next, and this is also a really, really solid pick, given what happened this year.
An artist who has taken their power back over the last year has put out about 19 albums, all of which did very, very well for her. It's got to be Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me.
Mm-hmm.
Just had an absolute unbelievable year. Again, she put out the re-releases, was also putting out new albums. She had a 10... Like, this is how beloved Taylor Swift is right now. She put out a 10-minute song, and people are obsessed with it. It's got to be Taylor Swift.
It's got to be Taylor. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Now, I'm going to go... I'm going to go with the queen, guys. I know this is a little bit unfair, but I'm going with the queen.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought you meant Lizzie.
Beyonce.
Night.
By the way, how come when we talk about Beyonce, the only songs people talk about are like Halo and Single Ladies? This is Beyonce's best song.
This makes me want to grind.
Oh, yeah. Now, you're asking about what Beyonce did this year. What didn't she do? We're talking about donating to social causes. She's done incredible business work and incredible charitable work. And what I love about Beyonce and the way she handles it is that when most celebrities do something good for somebody else, they have to issue a press release, right? It's always like, hey, did you know that this celebrity did something good to somebody? It's like, well, that's nice. That's nice that they use their platform for good. Beyonce just does it, and you find out about it later.
The world is her press release.
By the way, she entered the land of TikTok last night. Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
I did, yes.
45,000 followers in 5 minutes.
Oh, my God, of course.
Because she's the queen. So the question that, you know, is ahead of you is, which one do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Beyonce, Naughty Girl, Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me, or Rihanna, Where Have You Been?
Rihanna!
Text your votes. 999-999, it's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Power women in 2021. We're talking about the women that had the biggest years. And we want to play a song from one of them. We got Naughty Girl from Beyonce. We got Taylor Swift's You Belong With Me, Taylor's version, of course. Duh.
Always.
And Where Have You Been from Rihanna. So the question is, and we do this every Friday on the Friday Face-Off, what song are you voting for? Producer Leah has tallied all the votes.
I have.
And it was a passionate, extremely tight race.
Yes. Very much so. So this is probably the most texts we've ever received for Friday Face-Off.
Okay.
Like Adam said, y'all are passionate, y'all care, and I respect it. So with 43%, Queen Bey has reigned again. Adam, your pick.
Woo!
Great work.
By the way, this is the best Beyonce song. Don't even at me on this one. Enjoy. It's Naughty Girl. Woo! Virgin Mornings.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, you haven't guessed for the holidays? Here are the things they're going to judge you for at your house.
Oh, good.
You ready?
Oh, I love these lists because I'm always judging.
Let's all get judgy poo.
All right.
We're going to start from number 10. A general pet smell in your home.
No.
Something I am genuinely concerned about this. Two dogs and a cat.
Yeah. Never want to smell like a cat house.
Cat houses have a smell.
Yep.
Dog houses have a smell.
Yep.
So when you walked into my house, Jax, do I have a...
I would say absolutely not. And I would tell you, I don't like dog. I don't like animal scents.
Young parent houses also have like a diaper smell.
Can't be helped.
Well,
it's
teach your kid to go in the yard.
You can't. Young parent houses is just, it's a young parent house.
It's a busy house.
Yeah. Children's bedrooms do have a stank to them. Number nine, dirty dishes in the sink.
Oh, gross.
Absolutely. No.
Now, if you're having Christmas dinner and the dishwasher's full, that's one thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to put some dishes in the sink this morning. Yeah. But if you got dishes already in there, it's like, come on, clean
that's
the dishes
weird.
Before the people come over for the big dinner. Number eight. Other surfaces that are gross, like tables and countertops.
Yeah.
Just a little wipe.
Clean.
Yeah, a little dusting.
And I look.
Do you look?
I look in like...
Do you really?
Like showers.
Okay,
stuff.
So here's what I know, and I'll tell you this. Jax is extremely clean.
Thank you.
TJ is extremely clean. I am extremely clean.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend's cleaner. Producer Leah.
Uh-huh.
What's your bathtub looking like?
Are you
like?
Clean?
No way.
Right now I'm clean.
What does that mean right now?
RJ's over.
Oh.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, my boyfriend,
okay.
RJ.
So
yeah,
what's your
I
place?
Feel like everybody knows.
What's your place like normally?
It's some...
Is it messy?
I want to lie. Can I lie?
No, you can't lie. No.
Right.
You got to be real.
It's messy, not dirty.
Okay.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
That's messy, not dirty.
That's
dirty's gross. Dirty's like grime, you know, scum.
Yeah.
You know, all that nasty crevices. No. I make sure it's clean,
okay.
But there are like my laundry's all
there's
over
clutter.
The place. There's clutter.
Piles.
A lot of facial products just left out.
Yeah.
I don't mind a little mess.
Yeah.
But if it's dirty mess, then it's a problem.
That's, then
it's
gross.
A little bit of mess
gross.
Because you're busy
is
just life. Number seven, sticky floors. That's weird.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the bathroom and your socks sticking to something. You're like,
why does this feel like a movie theater?
That's not good.
Number six, general clutter. Now, again, a little bit, no problem. Because that's life. And it's the holidays and it's busy and things are complicated right now. Okay? Give yourself a minute. But when we're talking, you walk into someone's house and you're like, well, that's my stack of magazines that's been there since 1982.
No. I want to look like I don't actually live there. I want to look like I just moved in.
A showroom.
You know
what I mean? It's like an Airbnb.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross shower or bathtub, especially for people that are staying over, is number five. Man, I used to hate this about going to see my buddies in university because I was a dropout, obviously.
Yeah.
But I was working in radio at like 20. And I remember I would leave my evening job to go down to Guelph to party with my friends that went to the University of Guelph. And I would just prepare to not shower that weekend because
it was gross.
Oh, I wouldn't even use the toilet. I would walk to the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Oh, it was bad. Number four, bathrooms. that are dirty in general for me is a no-go ever.
I have a friend and she is so perfect in so many ways and her bathroom is disgusting.
Really?
I went over one time and there was dirty laundry. You know what I mean? On the floor.
Oh, on the floor? No,
on the floor.
Who?
No. On the floor. No, I'm not. No, we're not.
Say
doing
their
that.
Name.
No, we're not doing that. Yeah. No.
This, by the way,
it was rough.
If you're just tuning in, this is things you're going to get judged for when you have people over for the holidays.
Right.
Number three. Trash can or recycling bin in the house that's overflowing.
Oh, yeah, yuck.
That's gross because your trash is on the floor.
Yeah.
Again, if you're showing up and it's overflowing, you got a problem. Yeah, if it's just going to happen throughout the night.
Number two. Now, I think this is okay if you're cooking. A disaster kitchen. But we all know the difference between a disaster kitchen that's being cooked in and you're doing turkey and gravy and all that stuff and disaster kitchen that's just a disaster.
Yeah,
and was
it's just
before.
A mess. Yeah.
Because here's the thing. When food's being prepared on it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
And number one, I don't know why they mentioned this again, because this is, it already said dirty bathroom, but if you got a dirty toilet, that will be the most judgment.
That's another tier, right?
Is
like
it?
When you walk into a dirty bathroom, you're like, oh, they got dry toothpaste and shaving in this thing.
Yeah.
But if you see a dirty toilet, that sticks with you.
Dang. Yeah. Yuck.
It means something.
Dirty glasses, too.
Like
that you drink out of.
Glasses?
Are you outing me, TJ?
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Did you see the story yesterday that glass was falling off the CN Tower and they had to close it?
Yeah.
Due to extreme winds. I guess there was shattered elevator glass and they did a whole investigation and they're repairing it and don't like that.
No, not one bit.
The last person I know that walks on the edge walk of the CN Tower was actually Jax Irwin. So, Adam, it begs the question, is this Jax's fault?
100%. And honestly, most things that go wrong in this city, including the new restrictions, are Jax's fault.
Agreed. Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah, I heard it was your idea.
All I do is give.
Hey, a Toronto Friends experience is opening in 2022, and you can hang out at Central Perk. They're doing a big tour for their 25th anniversary, which I guess it's going to be for the next 5 years or so. The experience lets you step into several themed rooms and installations that are straight out of the show. The exact dates and location of the Toronto event have not yet been announced, but there's like a little online place you can sign up for notifications.
I can't wait. Pivot, eh? Yeah. See a lot of tweets about that, I bet.
What?
You
always go in on Friends.
Friends, but we just need to stop celebrating it. I started liking Friends in the past year or so, but I just don't think that we have to celebrate it like it's the Bible every year.
It was a time and a place. And by the way, we just got a text saying, is it Omicron or is it Jaxicron?
It's Jaxicron.
Don't call it Jaxicron.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Gentlemen, call it Jaxicron. It's not time for that.
You can't travel at the holidays because of Jaxicron. Remember that. Last story. Keanu Reeves almost went by a different name that were very Toronto themed, and they're so cringe. So the first one's not as bad. Templeton Page Taylor.
That's awful.
I think there's a good, like, Templeton Page Taylor. Like, you can see that coming across on, like, a starring
Templeton Page Taylor.
Like, imagine, like, Speed or John Wick.
No.
You can see that.
Templeton Page Taylor only stars in movies where he's a sea captain. That's what I think. He smokes a corncob pipe.
You lost me. I'm completely lost.
He says, vast is the sea.
What were the other names that he had?
Chuck Spadina.
Okay.
Chuck Spadina, I like.
It could be a completely different genre of film.
That's X-rated for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he didn't. He stuck with Keanu Reeves. He's in Toronto because of the premiere of The Matrix Resurrections and has been reminding everyone how delightfully Canadian
he is. He's so lovely. Hi, cutie, if you're listening. Because he's in town. He could be.
More like cutie Reeves.
Yeah, hey.
And that's what's trending on TJ. I hate myself so much.
Chuck's message for 999. Hey, stop picking on the Canadian legend that is Jax. Followed up with, I'm driving in my Focus. And it's turning. You know those auto messages that you get?
Can't hear you driving in my Rogue.
Anyway,
Thank you for protecting me.
This is my last show of 2021.
Yeah.
It has been a very challenging year for everybody. But one thing that has remained amazing is the fact that, you know, each and every day we get you coming into the station. So if you listen for 1 minute, you listen for an hour, you listen to every podcast, or you don't, but you listen for a second. I just want to say thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. And we got a big year in 2022 happening. I know there's some crazy stuff happening in the news and obviously a resurgent pandemic and whatever, but we are going to have another year to get through this together, get to know each other a little bit better. Thank you for listening to the show. And Jax and TJ are going to be here all next week anyway.
It's going to get weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When it's
It's the kids' table.
Yeah. It's the kids' table, and it's going to go off the rails.
Love you, Adam.
All right, let's do some traffic.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.